How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. It's time to play our game, Card de Sharks. I need contestants. Who wants to play to win $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants? Parlor, PS Steak. 651-461-9226. Two people who want to play Minnesota's fastest growing afternoon card related game. Laura's here, ready to go. Offspring is going to be with us at 4:30.
He is. I guess he didn't want to actually come to the station to see his mother today.
Is he in trouble with you?
He is not in trouble.
No.
He might have a case of the Fridays and the working from home Fridays today.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. And with the heat today, it is, it's not pleasant. But what happened? Wasn't there a heat alert or?
There was a heat advisory, but I don't see it popping
like
up on the National Weather Service page anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sort of make, I don't know. You know how I feel about the heat advisory.
What? How?
Just go outside. Like, what do we need an advisory for?
We know.
Like, all
not.
The other advisories I like. This advisory seems ridiculous. And all the TV stations, I did put a poll out on X today, because all the TV stations, you know, they have their alert going.
Yes.
So, because we don't have enough alerts. But which of these alerts do you have a favorite? Do you have a number one alert?
Okay.
Forecast first alert, next weather alert, or weather impact alert? Which is your favorite of the alerts? They're all pretty good.
The one that pops into my mind, first of all, is the next weather
alert. Next weather alert, yeah.
But they're all the same.
Dan has a favorite alert.
Are you going to play a thing or am I going to say it?
No, you can say it.
Oh, okay. The life alert.
The life alert.
Life alert?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've fallen down and I can't get up.
Oh, that one where you wear the little necklace.
That's a good alert.
Yes.
Weather impact alerts. Currently, the next weather alert is in the lead on my poll.
Yeah. And which station is that one?
I think that's Channel 4.
Okay.
Channel 9 is the only one without an alert, as far as I can tell. And I bet they're jealous. I'm sure they wish they had one. We have two contestants ready to go. Winner gets $50 to Jester Concepts. It's time to play Card de Sharks. Hang on.
When the turtle stops spinning in the computer. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Card de Sharks Friday is here just for you. A battle royale played only between two. You could be the one if your luck's really good. Just don't mow before 7 if you're in Jason's hood on Card de Sharks.
Before 7 a.m., somebody was mowing?
7:15, someone was mowing in my neighborhood this week. It was a commercial landscaper.
Okay.
Still, though.
Got to get the work done.
Got to get the work done. I think it was too early. Kristen Olson, nice work on the poem. Let's say hi to Jody in Roseville. Jody, thanks for calling and playing. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. How's life in Roseville?
Roseville is good.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why I'm so hot right now. I just realized the car seat heats are on.
Oh, I did that recently, too. Isn't that crazy? You start pressing buttons, and then your butt's getting hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have on your car, do you have the seat cooler? You know, like cars have a lot of cars have the seat warmer. I feel like that's almost a necessity in Minnesota, the butt warmer.
Yeah.
But the butt cooler?
If I win today, I'm going to buy the butt cooler.
There you go.
For my car.
I like that.
Menopausal women everywhere will buy the butt cooler. We all need it.
Do they make that for the bed? I feel like some sort of mattress pad, the butt cooler.
Not only the pad, I've seen the thing that has almost a mini air conditioner with a hose that goes up right over the bed itself.
As a mattress pad?
Blows, no, not as a pad.
Oh, over the bed?
Hose, it just blows in,
a little mister.
Feet. Yeah.
Huh.
Nice.
Take it.
I don't love the car butt cooler because it sort of makes you feel like you wet your pants. It's just like there's just a weird sensation.
Kind
where
of clammy.
Yeah, I had that on. I'm like,
is that a common concern for you?
Do you have a butt cooler? You know.
I do have a butt cooler.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even know there was
that's
such a thing.
Fancy I
you
am.
You are fancy.
Yeah.
Either you wet your pants or you sweat your pants.
That's
you know,
right.
You got one or the other.
Gotta pick a side. That's a life lesson right there. Jody, you're playing against Kellen in Minneapolis. Hi, Kellen.
Hello.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Butt warmer or butt cooler? Do you have either of those in your car?
No.
That's the life. That's when you're living the luxury life. When you
kidding.
I find the butt cooler a little strange.
I need to try out your butt cooler.
All right, you can come to the car.
Yeah, I would like that.
It will be a liner in about 3, 2.
Oh, very funny. Jody and Kellen, here's how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. The first question will go to Jody. She will give a number between 0 and 100. Kellen will say high or lower. Whoever's right gets control of the board. Laura has dealt the cards out, so we're ready to play. And the first question goes to you, Jody.
All right.
I'm glad you've turned off the seat warmer. We asked 100 people, do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
Oh, go. Should be 0.
Yeah.
But
How many people said yes? You're a no on pineapple on pizza, huh?
I am not a pineapple on pizza person. So, tell you what. I'm going to go split even on this and say 51% of the people said no.
All right. So that would be 49 say yes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
49 people say yes, pineapple goes on pizza. Kellen, Jody made it tough for you by going almost right up the middle. Are you a pineapple on pizza person, Kellen?
No, I am not.
Yeah. Why is it okay to put sausage and mushrooms and onions and green peppers? What's the big whoop? Why do people get so worked up about pineapple, Laura?
It's just, it's not a setting for fruit.
Mm. No.
It's just not a setting
for
fruit.
It's the fruit issue. My wife doesn't like fruit in salads. Like, that's sort of an issue for her.
Okay.
Like, sometimes you see strawberry or blueberries or whatever in, like, a green salad, and she's a no on that. I'm more of a live and let live guy. You don't hear me freaking out about people's...
Throw it all on.
All right, Kellen. Jody said 49 people would say yes, pineapple goes on pizza. Do you think the actual number is higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
All right, Kellen thinks more people. You think everybody more people are okay with pineapple on pizza? The actual number who said pineapple belongs on pizza is 45. Mm. It was just a little lower, in fact. So, Jody, you get control of the board. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
We're going blue today.
All right. Jody goes blue. You can watch this live on YouTube, by the way. We have a live feed of Laura flipping over your first card, which is a king. You start with a king. Ooh. Nice.
Nice
opener, Jody. Higher or lower than a king?
I'll go lower.
Lower than a king? It is lower. It is a 4, and you're off to a very good start here.
Nice.
You can freeze at any point, but right now you're on a 4. Pretty good card. Want to go higher, lower, or freeze, Jody?
I'm going to go ahead and go higher.
All right. Higher than a 4? Jody in Roseville, it is higher, and now you got a 7. One of those up the middle cards, always scary.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, freeze.
All right, Jody freezes on the 7, and we're going to freeze as well. We'll take a quick break. Next question coming to Kellen. We're playing for $50 gift card to any of the Jester Concept restaurants. Butcher and the Boar, they got that new patio. Starling in Edina, lots of great places for you to go visit. We'll be back with Card to Sharks in just a minute on CCI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Card D Sharks, in effect, we've got a nice couple of contestants, Jody in Roseville, Kellen in Minneapolis. Jody off to a 3-card lead. Kellen hoping to get a chance to get to the board. And Kellen, this next question goes to you. We're playing for $50 at Jester Concepts. So many great restaurants. Kellen, here's your question. We asked 100 single adults, would you go on a blind date arranged by your mom? How many single adults said, you know what? Sure. I'd go on a blind date arranged by my mom. Kellen, where would you land on that question?
That would be a big no.
I don't know. I mean, who would know you better? Like, why wouldn't mom be a great... No? Doesn't sound super appealing, I think.
No.
What do you think? How many said, sure, yes, I'll go on a blind date that mom arranged?
I would say 28%.
Kellen says 28%. Jody, would you ever consider such a thing, a blind date arranged by mom?
You know, I'm going to say no also, but in light of your previous one of these kids bringing their parents to their interviews, you know, perhaps they bring them on their first date too.
Yeah, can't rule it out. I don't know.
Right.
Higher or lower than 28 then?
I'm going lower.
So you think, let me just make sure you have it, that we have it right.
Yes.
Kellen said 28 would go on a blind date arranged by their mom. You think lower than 28?
Yes, I think lower.
All right, Jody says lower. The actual number is 27.
Oh, wow.
Kellen, I feel so bad for you. That was such a good guess.
Right.
Such a good guess. But Jody, you're on fire here. What can I say? Jody, you get control of the board. You have that 7 that you froze on. Because you got the question right, you can change the 7 if you'd like.
Yes, I'd like to change the 7.
All right, Jody gets rid of the 7, and it becomes an 8. Well,
that's E-I-G-H-T, 8.
Yes. 8 it now, is.
Now what? I have to
now
pick
you
one
go,
or the other?
Yep, higher or lower. You have nothing to lose because you froze, so flip the coin, and what do you think?
Lower.
Lower than an 8. It is a 3. It is lower than an 8. And Jody, now you are 1 card away from that $50 gift card to any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. What are you going to do? Higher or lower than the 3?
Crossing my fingers on higher.
All right. Laura flips it. It's a Jack. Yay! It is higher. Oh, my goodness. Kellen, you didn't even get a shot.
Sorry, Kellen.
Wow.
That's okay. You can get that butt cooler now.
Yes.
Kellen, I mean, why don't we have Kellen call
at least let her
a couple
take
cards
a run
at least.
It.
Laura's going to flip what you would have had. You would have had a 5, higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than a 5. It's a Jack. Then you would have said...
Lower.
Lower than a Jack, it's a 10. Then you would have said?
Lower.
Lower than a 10, it's a 4. Then you would have said?
Wow.
Oh, my.
Higher.
Yeah. Wow. 10. Oh, my.
Man, now she feels even worse.
I know. Usually,
right.
Usually people
slip. Way to go, Jason.
Usually people fail on that and everybody feels better. But now, what can I tell you?
There's got to be a consolation prize. That's
yes.
Right. A tie.
Do you have any ties left?
Oh, you know what? Let's get Kellen's information. Well, I will send you a consolation prize. Jody and Kellen, you are both delightful. Thank you guys for playing. Good job.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. Dan will get both of your information. Jody is getting $50 at Jester Concepts. One of their great restaurants. They just opened a bunch of new spots in Excelsior. So go check out one of the... I'll be at their newest place in Excelsior, I think on Monday. I'm going Monday night.
Lovely. We should tell people, too, of course, if you're a big fan of Card to Sharks, come see us out at the State Fair here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Because we will have both Fridays. We will be out there playing Card to Sharks both days.
You might need some guest card turners because I won't be there.
That's true.
Yeah.
There
you've
you go.
Got, you've, somebody has to cover the dang news.
That's right.
Even during this fair.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Dan. Jody and Kellen, stay on the line. We are going to break. When we come back, Charlie Oaks. It's the Charlie Oaks Cinematic Experience. He just saw a movie called Weapons, and the buzz on this movie has been enough to make you maybe forget about Freakier Friday. We'll talk about all of that with Charlie in just a minute here on CCO.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.